Today's daf is daf Mem Dalet, and we begin with an absolutely full Shabbos morning, rousing. Shlosha minim asurim benazir. As we've said earlier, there are three different sets of things that are usher by nazir. Hatumah v'atiglachat v'yotzei min hagefen. And at this point, the Mishnah is not simply repeating what we already opened the parak with, but it wants us to compare the various elements and see in what way they differ. So chomer betumah betiglachat miyotzei min hagefen. There's something that is more chomer about two out of the three, namely the tumah betiglachat, above the wine problem. Shatumah betiglachat is sotrin. If a nazir becomes tamei, so he loses all of his days. If his hair is shaved, he loses the 30 days or up to 30 days in the sheet of the Tesis. Whereas if he drinks wine, Yotzei Min HaGefen, he's not soter at all. Now, there's also, however, Chumra and Yotzei Min HaGefen above and beyond Tum and Tiglachat. Sha Yotzei Min HaGefen lo hutar michlalo. If somebody, let's say, has a chiev to drink wine, nonetheless, he's unable to be mekayim that chiev. And there's no time in which we will be matir the isser of drinking wine for the terech of the mitzvah. Masha'en ken, tuma and tiglachat, both of them, we are matir for the kiyum of a mitzvah. And that's talking about tiglachat mitzvah, the mitzvah, as we just proved over the past apim. And when it comes to a mate mitzvah, as we just discussed recently. So there are times in which we will go ahead and indeed do the isser. Chomer. Betumah betiglachat, there's also a chumra specifically of tumah over the tiglachat, even though both of them, we said, are soter, and that is, the tumah is soter at hakol. Not only that, you're even chayav a korban, you have to go through the whole seder ha-tahara, whereas the tiglachat eina soter at ha-shloshim, ve'ein chayavim aleha korban. So now the Gemara wants to get basically to the drashot of how we know these halachas, but the sneaky way in which it does it is it tries to make avachomers each time taking the assumption and then taking the new piece of data, inserting into the next assumption, and then coming out with yet another limud. And each time we get closer and closer to the full set of limudim. Says the Gemara, okay, let's take off. We have basically nine avachomers coming up, which is strange kavachomers in which we take the opposite stance at each point to try to prove what comes out. So let's say tumah. Tumah, you said, is hutar michlala. Maybe it should not be. Lo tutar michlala. Kavachomer miyayin. Ma yayin she'eno soter lo hutar of yayin, which is not so chomor, it's not soter. Nonetheless, it's never mutter for you, michlalo. Even for a tzarech mitzvah, tumah shesoteret ein adin shelo tutar michlala. So the tumah, which is so chamur, but it's soter, and it makes him bring a korban. So then that means in a case of a mitzvah like by a mate mitzvah, we should not allow a nazir to become tamei. So what makes you say that he can? Talmud lomar, la'aviv ule'imo lo yitamei. Dafka la'aviv ule'imo lo yitamei aval, mitamei ule'mate mitzvah. Okay. Now, I'll ask you the next step then. So then if that's the case, let's bring a kalvachomer that wine should be mutter michlolo. The opposite kalvachomer. So no yayin yutar michlolo kalvachomer mituma. If tuma, which is so chomer that it's so teret. And nonetheless, it's utra michlala for a make mitzvah, so yayin sheno so ter. And it's not all that chomer, it should certainly be mutar michlolo in a case where a guy has a chiev to drink, let's say he made a shvuah to drink. So over there, Enodin Shiutar Michlalo, Omarkra therefore comes along the posik to say, Miyain Vishekhar Yazir, Leasor Yain Mitzvah, Kiyain Rishus. As we saw earlier, this is extra to teach me. No, it says, Mikola Sheyetzimigefen, both Yain and Shekhar, teach me that there's an Isser even of Yain Mitzvah, for sure.
What are the mitzvahs talking about?
Ashvua, to drink. Okay, so now let's bring the other kavachomer. If that's the case, that now yayin is so chomer, so maybe yayin should be soter. So let yayin be soter as a kavachomer from tuma. Yayin yistar tako kavachomer mituma. Ma tuma shutra michlala. Soter etat hakol. So yayin, which is so chomer that we're never going to be mad to you to drink wine as an answer for any tzarech mitzvah. Shelo utar mechlol. Kol shekein, no? Lo kol shekein sheyistor. Therefore, Omar Krov Ayamim Arishanim Yiplu Ki Tamei Nizro Davka Tamei Nizro Tu Masul Teret Veina Yayin Soteret. But what about the Glachat? You certainly cannot say that this pasuk is prima facie exclusive of both Yayin and Tiglachat. You know, Tiglachat, we know, is Soteret. So it can't be the same as the Yayin. So once we're ready to admit that it is soteret, why not go all the way and let the tiglachat be soteret the same way tumah is soteret? And as a matter of fact, I can even make a kal v'chomer. A kal v'chomer, let it be tistor d'akol kal v'chomer mitumah. Umah tumah shelo asuba mitameh kemitameh soteret d'akol. Tiglachat she'asuba migaleach kemitgaleach eno din she'tistor d'akol. Now here, of course, we're making more assumptions. They're going to require more limudim to prove them. But we'll get to those limudim also, but there are kal v'chomer as well. So now taking for granted, as we shall see later, that the halacha of tuma is if somebody is metame a nazir, he is not chayev malchus. It's only the nazir is metame himself who's chayev. And nonetheless, that tuma is soteret et hakol. Tiglachat is more chomer than tuma. In that, as we shall see, someone who goes to be Megaleach HaNazir is also Chayev Malkut, and therefore, for sure, Eino Din Shistor HaTakol, Omar Krov HaYamim Risha HaRishanim Yiplu Ki Tamei Nizro, only Tumah Soteret HaTakol, Ve'in Tiglachat Soteret HaTakol. The connection of HaYamim HaRishanim in total to be Nofel, that's dependent on Tumah. Not on anything else. Okay, so now, if that's the case, let's attack the other assumption that you made. Let us say that someone who is metame and nazir should be chayev. A kal v'chomer. So tuma naseba metame kemitame kal v'chomer mitiglachat. If tiglachat, which is not so chomer, because it's only sota shloshim, and it's ena sotera tela shloshim asaba migaleach kemitgaleach, nonetheless the Torah is mechayev somebody who is Megaleach and Azir Malkot, ki ilu, the individual himself, was Megaleach. Totuma, which is so chamur, she soteret et hakol, eino din shenaaseba mitame ki mitame, shall we not then obviously say that somebody who is mitame and Azir for sure would be Chayev Malkot? Omar Krah, therefore, comes along the posik to stress B'dafka, that this halacha yomut meit alav vitimei rosh nizro, only the one who is timei rosh nizro, his own head of nizirut, he is chayav nimetamei rosh nizro and nobody else. So then, if that's the case, the other assumption must be wrong. Then, when it comes to tiglachat lo naseba migaleach kimit migaleach kavu chomer mituma. Then why did you say that when it comes to tiglachat, someone else, not the nazir, goes as and does the giluach, is mechayev himself malkot? Isn't it a kal v'chomer for tumah? Umah tumah, which is so chomer. She is soteret et hakol. Nonetheless, lo asuba. Mitameh kemitameh. We saw clearly from the pasuk that someone else who is mitameh and nazir is not chayev malkot. Tiglachat, she'ina soteret ela shloshim yom. The tiglachat, which does not have that chumra, and it has a maximum of 30 days of stira, so lo koshken shelo naase migaleach kimitgaleach, isn't it clear that we should not be mechayev of another individual who is megaleach a nazir? About that, Omar Kra, therefore comes along the pasuk to say, ta'ar lo ya'avor al rosho. That lo ya'avor is almost passive, as if the razor is moving itself. Tar lo yavor al rosho. So obviously it doesn't matter who's doing the moving, right? So it's lo yavor, kriba lo yavor, and lo yavir. The lo yavor, lo yavir lacher. The central point is, don't make that razor move. Okay, so then let's go back and attack the other assumption. So then the tiglachat, which we said was uter michlolo in the case of the mitzorah, should indeed not be uter michlolo. it's kavakomer from yayin. If a yayin, which is not soter, nonetheless is never mutter for a tzarach of a mitzvah, a tiglachet, which is soter, kol shekein should not be mutar letzarach mitzvah. Amrachmona, about that we had the last 2 days of Dapin, right? We know it says Amrachmona Rosho, Vamrachmona Zikano, depending on who you're learning it like, Rabbon and Rabbi Eliezer. But we got lots of wiggle space over there to know that indeed Tzaras is Doche, the Isser of Nozer. Okay, so then let Tiglaka not be Sotera. It also follows from Kavachomer. Kavachomer mi Yayin. Numar Yayin shelo utar mechalolo eno soter. If Yayin, which is so chomer, will never allow you to drink wine, even the tzarech mitzvah. And nonetheless, if you do go ahead and drink wine, you do not have to recount any of the days of your nezirut. So tiglachat, where we allow you to cut your hair, the tzarech mitzvah, the case of the mitzvah. So tiglachat shutra mechalolo eno din shelo tistor. So certainly there should be no din of stira of the tiglachat, says the Gemara. Well, there isn't, really, if you think about it. It's not that there's a din of stira, it's just logistically, you don't have any hair to cut. So the din over there of stira is only a function of requiring hair. It takes 30 days to grow that hair. Okay. Either like the Rambam, 30 days to grow the hair that now you can allow the naziris to be challah. Or according to Tosfos, 30 days to grow sufficient hair to do the tiglachat, assuming that you don't have any days left anyway to grow hair. So it's only a maximum of 30 days. But in any event, it's a logistical need. It's not that we have a chiyav of stira. So binan gidusei, look, you're going to have to do a tiglachat, right? Valeka, you don't have gidusei, according to Rambam, forget the tiglachat. You need as a nazir to grow your hair. You don't have a chance to grow your hair unless it starts with bad hair. You don't have that, so you're going to need 30 days. Okay, how about another kavachomer? Let wine indeed be soter. I mean, we should say, at least shloshim yom, kavachomer mitiglachat. Umat tiglachat shutramich lala soter. So the tiglachat that I'm allowed to do lechatchila for the mitzvah that b'tzorah, nonetheless, it enforces a steer of 30 days. So yayin, which is so chomer that I never have a right to drink wine, shalotar mechalo, ain't no din that if the nazir drinks the wine, that at least he should be soter 30 days. I just explained to you, tiglachat is not soter. It's not, you can't learn out a logistical requirement. I mean, what are you going to say? The tiglachat, midi utayim emishum gidol seyar. The only problem that the tiglachat being so-called soter is basically for the purpose of a gidol seyar. No, so therefore if he drinks wine, he should now have to grow his hair. Mikavachomer. It doesn't even make any sense. By the wine, he has hair. Hakohim saro. Why should we apply something that is inapplicable in any rational sense to what it is you're attempting to apply it to? Kavachomer doesn't apply to things that aren't dinim, but are just logistical requirements.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Tiglachat tum'ah keitzad. How exactly do we go about doing a tiglachat tum'ah? Hayom hazeh b'shlishi u'b'shvi'i. What he would have to do, remember, we're not talking about the standard tiglachat. The tiglachat in the event that a nazir became tameh. If he became tameh, he requires the hazayah of the paraduma. So the paraduma requires the third day from the tumah, the seventh day from the tumah, or from whatever point you start. And now, it would be giluach following that tahara, so migaler b'shvi, and then you could be maybe korbanotav b'shmini. But the truth is, that im gilach b'shmini, you could still bring your korban. So you could bring the korban the same day. It's not that you must bring your korban the day after giluach, it's just that normally you do giluach after finishing up the process of the Tahara, and that means that you're still a Tvul Yom until the night, so you can't bring your carbon. So you have to wait until tomorrow to bring your carbon, because you can't go into the Beit HaMikdash. But basically, if you put off the Tiglachat, it doesn't change anything. I mean, you went to the Mikvah the day before, without the Tiglachat, after finishing the last Hazayah, the Chatat, then go to the Mikvah, wait until Harev Shemesh. So today you'll bring the korban. So you didn't do a tiglachat, you do a tiglachat today. Says Rabbi Akiva, what's the difference? So you could bring the korbanot on the same day you do the tiglachat also. Why is it that when it comes to mitzorah, if he ends up doing the tiglachat on the 8th day, he has to put off his korbanot on the 9th day? And here you're saying it doesn't really matter. Even if you do the tiglachat on the 8th day, you could still bring your korban now on the 8th day. Why is that? Oh, Malay says Rabbi Akiva, why is that? Because they don't have anything to do with each other. Zet aratot luya biyamav. The Naziru is becoming Tahor. That has nothing to do with his haircut. His haircut is part of his Nazirut. It's the restarting of his Nazirut. His Tahara is a function of the Paraduma. Brings the Paraduma, Shmei Shiva Shvi, and goes to the mikvah. Well, who ever heard of needing a haircut for the Paraduma? Think, but he needs a haircut. But the haircut's unrelated to Tahara. So who's to say that you can't bring the Korban on the same day? Masha'inke, when it comes to the Mitzorah, there you got a problem. Because when it comes to the Mitzorah, it specifically says you can only now finish your Tahorah after the Tiglacha. That's the way it's written in the Pasuk. He's Mitgaleach. And then he's Rachatz Bisaro. So that means that the Tiglacha is part of the actual process of becoming Tahor. So there, obviously, if you put it off till the next day, then you will not become a Mu'ur of Shemesh until the 9th day. So you're going to have to wait an extra day, whenever, however long it takes. You certainly cannot bring your carbon until after you do Arav of Shemesh. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, look, Zet Aratot lo biyamav. So the Tiglachat is really irrelevant to the process of Torah. It's just part of the process of restarting the Nazirut. Whereas the Nitzorah, Tahara Tot lo yab Tiglachto. Since he can't go to the mikveh to become Torah until after the Tiglachat, so he can't possibly go in to bring his korban because he still is a Tvuyom. In order to go in, he needs to have already been the day after his Tvilah. So whenever the last time to go to the mikveh was, is the day of his Tiglachat. I don't care if it's the 100th day. That's when he's going to the mikveh. He can only bring his korban on the first day. Now the truth is, I must tell you, but there are many other Girsaot here, and it's based on a complex reading of the Braita and the Torah Kohanim of a discussion, similar discussion, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon about the din of the Mitzayra, not about the din of the Nazir. So depending on how you learn that Braita, the various Rishonim have different ways of learning the Mishnah. The way that I just told you, the Mishnah is basically a Libra the Rosh and Tosfos. It's the most straightforward explanation. And the only problem with it is that, unfortunately, according to certain Yerushalayim, it can't possibly be true. But other than that, it's great. So the thing is, we're not doing the Torah Kohanim. Well, let's be satisfied with that here. Questions? This is the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva made a very telling point to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was trying to compare something where, I mean, it looks great on the surface that they both have a din of going to the mikveh of tiglachat. So you say, well, isn't it the same thing vis-a-vis the carbon? Rabbi Akiva pointed out that it's not the same thing at all, that one of them is part of the process of Tahara, one of them isn't. Was Rabbi Tarfon persuaded by Rabbi Akiva's argument? Or is this, in fact, an extent of machloket? Kibla mineolo, tashma, titani hilel. Now, we were going to have to say that Tani Hillel does not mean Hillel HaZaken said in a bright. Rather, Hillel the Amora quoted a bright, which, by the way, occurs other places in Shas. That Hillel the Amora brings a bright. We often find that Tani Levi. Levi will bring a bright. Obviously, if it would have said that Tani Hillel, it wouldn't have proven anything because Hillel was before the Mishnah. We're trying to find out whether Rabbi Tarfon accepted Rabbi Akiva's argument at the time of the Mishnah. So how are we going to bring a riot from Hillel? Tashma, the Tani Hillel, Gilach Bishmini. We're also going to have to say that it was a Kabbalah in the Gemara that this Braita was said vis-a-vis a Nazir, because otherwise we'd say something said about a Mitzorah. Therefore, it's irrelevant in all discussion. But given that this is a bright that it was said after the Mishnah, and given that we're talking about over here the din of the Nazir, so Gilach Bishmini, Revi Korbanotav B'Tishii, So here it says that indeed, exactly what Rabbi Tarfon said in the Mishnah, he's going to have to wait till the next day, ninth day, to bring his korban. Now, Yisak, that's a kiblamine. If you're going to try to tell me that Rabbi Tarfon was persuaded by Rabbi Akiva's argument, that this Braita records a non-existing opinion. Because Rabbi Tarfon doesn't even hold to this anymore. So why does the Braita say that? So Yisak, that's a kiblamine. So then it should say, Leite Karbonatav Bishmini. Why does it say on the ninth day? It's got to be on the eighth day. You understand that those who reverse the understanding in the Mishnah because of the price of Taras Kani actually reverse this price to refer to the Mitzorah. The sick is very complicated depending on your starting point. Omar Rava says, Rava, wait, this price has nothing to do with anything. Because obviously it depends on really on the tefillah, right? So when we were talking about that he was Megaleach, what we mean was, he was Megaleach, and generally, people Megaleach, that's when they do their tefillah. So for all intents and purposes, we could have said he was Megaleach b'shvi, and he went to the mikvah b'shmini, as the Rosh points out. It's just that the easier way to refer to it, because it's normally what people do, they'll wait till they finish the process, do the gilua, go to the mikvah. So here it's talking about they went to the mikvah b'shmini. Obviously, if you went to the mikvah b'shmini, everybody is made, including Rabbi Akiva, that you can't bring your carbon until after Arif Shemesh. So you'll have to wait till the ninth day. But what we were talking about in the Mishnah, where he was Tevo Bishvi. So Ada Tevo Bishvi, Ada Lo Tevo Bishvi, there's no reason to say that this proves that Rabbi Tarfon did not accept the argument of Rabbi Akiva. Omer Abaye, Ashkachtinu Lechavreder of Natan Bar Hoshaya, the Yatvin Vika Amri. You know, I walked in once to the Beit HaMidrash, and I found that little Chabura that Rav Natan Bar Hoshaya was learning with, and they were all sitting there, and they were quoting Hadatanya, I should say, the Braita that analyzes in the Parsha of Azov. This is a reference to Zivas, which of course occurs in the middle of Parsha's Mitzorah. That's where the Dinim of Azov are mentioned. Now, a lot is missing here, because it's based on the Pasuk. So we have to remember that the Pasuk describes the whole Seder HaTa'arav the Zav, which you can, if you look in the Tosfos, Omar Abaye, we can have the whole Girsa of the Bride. For the Tanya Gabi Zav, K'tif v'Parshat Mitzora, v'chi yitayar ha-Zav mi-Zovo, v'safar lo shivat yamim. So now he becomes Tahor, counts 7 days of Tahorah, v'chibes begadav, v'rachatz b'mayim chayim, v'toher. Uvayom ha-shmini, yikach lo shtei torim, uba lifnei Hashem o'petach o'amoy, unetanam el ha-kohen, v'chiper alav ha-kohen, v'toher. Okay. So now, ematai huba, when does he have a right to come, to bring now his shtei torim or shnei b'nei yonah? Only where, as it says in the Pasuk, v'chibes begadav, v'rachatz b'mayim chayim v'tayar, the day before. So he cannot come until he finishes that process, and then he does Erev Shemesh, the next day he can come. That's what they were quoting. So, therefore, v'matay uba, b'zman shu tavav v'yasar Erev Shemesh, in, then yes, he can come. But lo taval v'asar Rav Shemesh the day before, lo. No way that he would be able now to bring his korbanot. Which proves, Alma Kasorvan Avid, the Chabura was sitting there and analyzing this braita. And they said, now this proves that a tful yom of a zov is similar to a zov. This proves that since the Pasuk says that he can only come by Yom HaShmini, the Mashma'ut is that before Yom HaShmini he couldn't come at all. Now, why couldn't he come at all? Suppose he was a Tful Yom. And suppose he was only a Tful Yom, by the way. Suppose he was a Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyot, not Bal Shalosh Re'iyot. In which case he becomes Tamei, Shivas Yomi, but he doesn't require Karbanot. He's not Mechuzer Kippuri. However, he cannot become Tahor, and of course it's only after he finishes the process. Now, you're telling me that the only difference between the Zav Bashterios and Bashalashrios is the question of whether there is a carbon on the eighth day. That's the only difference. Now, since over here it stresses that he's bought by Yom Hashmini, the implications are that he is Asur Bibi'ah until that time. Which means that even though he is a Tful Yom, and you'd say, I know that a Zav is not allowed to come in to the Machane Leviyah. That's true. But once he was already in the mikveh, is it also true that he cannot come into the Machane Leviyah? Doesn't he lose the Chumrah of the Zivot at that point? And now he has a Tumah Kala, a Tful Yom, he's Betame Truma, he's Ein Betame Chulin. I mean, he's still Osir and Bia in the Machane Leviyah. But since the Tam is being Medayek, he's only allowed in on Yom HaShmini. That proves that the fact that he's a Tful Yom answers him as if he was really a Zov. Remarkable conclusion. So it doesn't help to go to the mikveh in terms of the Isser of Knisa LeMikdash. That's what they were saying. Now this has massive implications. As I said, one implication is that even if he was a Zov Bal Shtei Riyot, it doesn't have to bring Korbanot, he still wouldn't be able to come in until after Harif Shemesh. That's one implication. Another implication is that he would not be able, if he was chai of other korbanos, he wouldn't be able to be mishaleach korbanotav. Because if he can't come in, he can't be mishaleach korbanotav, the same thing as a zav, as a tful yom. Amazing. Well, says Abaya, I want you to know that I told them they don't know what they're talking about. Amina lahon anan, I said to them, if that's the kind of diak you guys are making, I mean, you can make the same kind of diuk in the case of a Nazir. Because Gabi Nazir Tameh, let's take a look at the case of the Nazir Tameh, where we have basically the same kind of structure in the Pasuk. The Chtiv over there by the Nazir Tameh, it says, Ubayom HaShmini Yavi Shtei Torim O Shnei V'Yenei Yona Ela Kohen Al Petach O Moed. Same words. Okay? What was the Zav Tameh? I mean the Nazir Tameh, excuse me. What was the Nazir Tameh Tameh from, gentlemen? Hello? Of course, Tameh Meis. That's the only case that we're talking about. A Nazir Tameh who was a Mitzorah or a Zav or something, none of these didn't apply. There's only a dinner that Tameh made. So now that would mean that you would be learning that a Tameh mate is also, it's the same exact words, is also not allowed to come into the Beit HaMikdash until the eighth day. Because you require Harif Shemesh. Well, I got news for you. Forget about the Tful Yom of a Tameh Meis. A Tameh Meis himself is allowed to go there. So obviously this is a pretty stupid diak to make when we know that it runs against the halacha. So when the Torah talks about Uba Bayom HaShmini, it's not coming to say, and don't you dare come before the eighth day. It's just telling me, when is the day to bring the carbon? The eighth day? That's all it's saying. It's not saying, but before that you can't even be Ba? Why can't I be Ba? You have no raya from here about this question, that a Tful Yom of a Zav is a Zav. Let's see that inside. You could say exactly the same diak said Abaye to the Beis HaMedrash boys here. And he said to them, look, you're going to tell me, same words, Ematayahu Ba, when is he allowed to walk into the Beit HaMikdash? Bizman Shetaval V'yasa HaRef Shemesh. Hey. Vichte, come on. I mean, where is he coming to? Sha'ar Nikanor. I mean, in all of these cases, where does a person requires bringing Korbanot? Where does he walk into in the Beit HaMikdash? He goes up to Sha'ar Nikanor. Remember, here is the interesting halacha. That in a case where you have someone who's usher to be, let's say the mitzvah, so he has to bring those korbanot on the eighth day. Okay, the problem is that as we're going to see, a mechusar kippurim is not allowed into the azora midiraita. He's not allowed into machana shechina. Let's just get our places straight. Just like in the midbar, we had three machanot. So the Machane Yisrael, which was the Golem Saviv Lamishkan. Those, the Golem Saviv Lamishkan, are the equivalent of Yerushalayim. Then we had the Machane Leviyah, Saviv Lamishkan. That's the Har HaBayit. And then we had the Machane Shechina, which is the Petach HaOmod, which begins from the Chatzah. In modern day terms, the beginning of that Petach HaOmod is the end of Shaar Nikno, because they specifically left the area, the thickness of the wall of Shaar Nikno, to be part of the Ezrat Nashim, which is part of the Har HaBayit. Now, it's true, in Rabbonan, we created various levels, the Chel, and the Ezrat Nashim, Ezrat Yisrael, and so on. There are different levels of Chumras, but those are Chumras de Rabbonan. Me'ikra Din, we have three Machanot, and those three Machanot, the Mitzorah is thrown out of all three. You can't come into Yerushalayim at all till after this process. And then we have the Zav, which is, it was thrown out of two. And then we have the Mate, who was thrown out of one. Okay, so now when you're talking about the Nazir, you're talking about a Mate. He was Tomei Tomei Mate. And it says over there, he can come in on the eighth day. Where is Shaar Niknor? Shaar Niknor is Bishari Leviyah. Okay? Now, a Tomei Mate, I'm sorry to tell you, Tanya, Tomei Mate Mutar Likanes B'Machane Leviyah. By the way, it's not even only a Tomei Mate. If you make that smoke, you can bring in a dead body into the Machane Leviyah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu actually did. We said, what do you mean, Imo? My Imo? It means Imo, but Mechitzato. Where Moshe lived. Now, Moshe was a Levi. Moshe lived around the Beit around the Mishkan. That means it was the Machane Leviyah. So you're going to make now this diak. This is a crazy diak to make. That Nazir, who goes into the mikvah on the seventh day, you're going to say, when it says on the eighth day, should bring his karbonot, it means he can't come to bring his karbonot before the eighth day. Even if he hadn't gone to the mikvah, he could have come to brought his karbonot. So therefore, that's ridiculous. It's not a good diyuk. Therefore, I say, Ela Amar Abai, again, this is, again, the Rosh's Girsa, Taisus's Girsa. There are minor differences between them. I'm going with the Rosh all the way. Beautiful pirish of the sugya. Flows like butter. Warm butter. Hello, Omer Abaya. Therefore, says Abaya, look, you guys have it all wrong. Actually, Tvu Yom Shazov Lav Kezov Dom. The Tvu Yom of a Zov is not like a Zov. You're wrong. However, in this case, the Tvu Yom of the Zov is not just a Tvu Yom. He's a Tful Yom who is a Mechusa Kippurim. No. That's a unique case. That's a unique case. And that part is true. But your thoughts that the Tana was being bedayek that from the Seder of the Pasuk that it could only come on the eighth day, nothing to do with that. The eighth day is simply a halacha in the time that you bring the carbon. Nothing else. Just like it is by Nazir. The eighth day, you bring the carbon. Now, the point, however, is even though I'm telling you, a Tfu Yom of Zav is not like a Zav. Since he is a Mechusar Kippurim, indeed he cannot go in. And you know what the Diyak is? Not what you thought. The Diyak is this. Dehai, it should say, this guy, actually, as a Mechusar Kippurim, the Mitzorah, the Zav, where is he going to go to bring his karbanot? Well, we know for a fact he cannot go into the Azorah itself. Impossible. He can go to the Azorah. No, but that's the Harabayat. He cannot go into the Azorah. We're going to learn that out of a pasuk. So basically, where do these guys go? They go up to the end of Shaar Nikanor, where the Kohen can sprinkle blood on them. In the case of the Mitzorah, we need to put blood on his thumbs and so on. But he can't go in till after we finish bringing the karbanot. Now, if that's the case, can you explain to me why it says in that pasuk, Uba lifnei Hashem el petach ohel moed? He doesn't come to the petach ohel moed. Is that a weird way of referring to the petach ohel moed? The petach ohel moed is always used as a reference to somebody who's standing in the chatzar. We find that pasuk used again and again for shchitat ha-korbanot, for shachat ha-kohen, petach ha-moed, which means you're standing inside the chotzer, which is machane shechina. And there, you're indeed petach ha-moed, so you can't be on the side or in the back, whatever, or the door. The doors can't be closed, so it has to be with the door open. We never use the word petach ha'moed for a guy who's standing somewhere and sees the petach ha'moed. So therefore, I'll tell you why it says petach ha'moed. And this is the correct diuk, not your diuk. It says petach ha'moed to teach me something. My korele ha'moed. I'll tell you why. L'meibrach, to teach you something very important. That just like it's a given, as we'll see, ma'hata, mechusar kapara lo ayo, just like he cannot go into the Ohel Moed, if he is also a Tful Yom, he can't even go into the Machane Leviyah. That's true. But suppose he were a Tful Yom and not a Mechusar Kippurim? Suppose he was only a Zov Bashteriyais? So there is no Mechusar Kippurim. There is no carbon to be brought for Zod Boshtei Riyot. So is it fully on? Can he go into the Machane Leviyah? Absolutely. Go show me that he can. The Diyak from the Pozik is specifically because of this Diyak of a Mechusar Kippurim. And therefore, you'll say, so then if that's the case, the Nazir also has to bring a carbon on the eighth day. The Nazir brings a carbon on the eighth day. That doesn't make him a Mechusar Kippurim. The carbon of the Nazir is being brought for Dinin Zirut. Mechusar Kippurim, by definition, is a reference to a type of tuma, where it's tuma yotzei megufo. So those type of tumot, where his own body is creating the tuma, there's sometimes a din of a new chumra of tuma of Mechusar Kippurim. Over here, the Nazir has nothing to do with tuma. It's just that a Nazir became tuma requires the same kind of thing, the haircut. Same with the haircut has nothing to do with tuma. To bring the carbon has nothing to do with the tumor. It's just the tumor catalyzed the need to restart the nazirut, which required a haircut and carbonot. Fine. But it's irrelevant to our discussion. Therefore, the only diet that you could make, and that the Tana would be properly making, in the Braita, is that a tvuyom of a Zov, who is also a Mechusar Kippurim, indeed cannot go, even into Machane Leviyah, despite the fact that normally a Mechusar Kippurim who is not a Tful Yom, meaning now it's the morning of the eighth day, is going in to bring his Korbanot, he can go into the Machane Leviyah, which is precisely why he walks until the end of Shaar Nikanor. He can go up to the very end of the Machane Leviyah. So af the Machane Leviyah, nami, in this case, this Mechusar Kapara, who is also a Tful Yom lo ayil, and how do we know? Why am I telling you to take for granted that a Mechusar Kippurim is definitely midiraita asur to go into the Machane Shechina, the Tanya? Because that, the Braita, is medayik from the Pasuk, which are there, it's talking about Kala Nogea B'meit, the dinim of the Pora Aduma. So it says over there, if he wasn't mitaher, lo yitchatat mishkan Hashem timei, v'nichrata nefesh emi Yisrael, ki mei nida lo zorak alav tamei yiyeh, o tumato bo. What in the world is the point of saying, tamei yiyeh, o tumato bo, if you just said, v'lo yitchata, avisi tameyu? Ah, says the Braita. It's coming to be marve. Tamei yiyeh l'rabot fuyom. If he is a tamei meit, who is still a Tvoyom, he's still a sir in the Machane Shechina. And not only that, but in other cases where we have a Mechusar Kapara, the Rabot Mechusar Kapara, that's also a sir Machane Shechina. So that's a given. Therefore, if the Torah is comparing Petach Ohel Moed, it's comparing Shaar Nikanor to Petach Ohel Moed, what's that mean? It means that since, in this case, the Mechusar Kippurim is still on the seventh day, so he's also now at Voyom. Now it's also for him, and he has to wait until Uba Voyom Hashmimi. That's the deal. But to come across with a statement, a blanket statement, that a Voyom of a Zav, is a misrepresentation, says Abai, of the dot of this time. Wasn't that fun? Shloshemini masrim benazira tuma v'tiglacha v'yotzei min hagefen. Chomer betuma v'tiglacha libi yotzei min hagefen. Shatuma v'tiglacha sotrim v'yotzei min hagefen eino soter. Chomer v'yotzei min hagefen mituma v'tiglacha sheyotzei min hagefen lo utar mechlalo. Ues tuma v'tiglacha tukru mechlalan. V'tiglacha mitzvah v'meit mitzvah. Chomer betuma b'mitiglachat, shat tuma soteret et hakol, v'chayavin aleha korban, ma shenken et tiglachat, ena soteret ela shloshim, v'ein chayavim aleha korban. Esh the Gemara, so tuma lo tutar mechlala, kavachomer miyayin, ma yayin sheino soter lo tutar mechlalo, tuma shesoteret ena din shelo tutar mechlala, tamud lomar lavi v'lo imo lo yetame, lavi v'lo yetimo lo yetame, v'etame olamet mitzvah. V'yayin yutar mechlalo, kavachomer mituma, ma tuma, she soteret. Nonetheless, you try mechlala, yayin sheino soter ena din sheyutar mechlalo. Omer kro miyayin v'shechar yazir, le'esor yein mitzvah, ki yein reshut. V'yayin yistor et hakol, kavachomer mituma. Uma tuma shutra mechlala soteret et hakol, yayin shelo utar mechlalo, lo kol sheken sheyistor. Omer kro v'yamim rishonim yiplu, ki tamei nizro, tuma soter edvina yayin soter. So let tiglacha piti start a kokas. I mean, certainly it's soter partially. Kavachomer mituma matuma, shelo asuba metame ki mitame. Soter at a ko tiglacha shasuba megaleach ki mitkaleach. Eno din she ti start a ko. Omer kro v'yamim rishonim yiplu ki tamei nizro. Tuma soter at a ko, v'en tiglacha soter at a ko. V'tuman aseba, therefore, mitamek mitamek avachomer mitiglachat. If you're claiming that a tiglachat she'ena soteret ala shloshim, you're claiming that aseba megaleach kemit kaleach. So tumash she soteret at hakol, eno din she'na aseba mitamek mitamek. Omer kro, v'timei rosh nizro, le'mitamei rosh nizro. Only his own rosh nizro. V'tiglachat then, lo nasa megaleach kemit kaleach. Kavachomer mituma, matuma, she soteret et hakol, lo asuba metame kemitame. Tiglachat she'ena soteret ala shloshim, lo kol sheken shelo nase megaleach kemitkaleach. Or makro ta'ar lo ya'avor al rosho, kribe lo ya'avor hu, velo ya'avir la'acher. Vetiglachat lo tutar mechlala, kavachomer miyayin, umayayin she'eno soter. Lo utar mechlalo, tiglacha she soteret, eno din shelo tutar mechlala, omar rachmana rosho, omar rachmana zikno, which teaches us that mitzora, absolutely, must be megaleach anyway. So then tiglacha lo tistor klau, kavachomer miyayin. If yayin shelo utar mechlalo, eno soter, tiglacha she utra mechlala, eno din shelo tistor, well, it isn't really soter. It's just that be'inan gido se'ar, v'aleka. Okay, but what about yayin? At least yayin should be soter, yistor shloshim yom. Kavachomer mitiglachat. Uma tiglachat shutra mechlala. Soteret yayin shelo utar mechlalo. Eno din sheyistor? Well, I just explained to you. It isn't soteret. It's been your time, elam b'shem gidul se'ar. Gabe yayin hakayim se'aro. Tiglachat tuma ketza. Haya mazeh b'shlishu b'shviyi. But the truth is that in Gilach Bishmini, he could still be made Vikorbanatav Bobayom, different Rabbi Akiva. Amale Rabbi Tarfon. So why is this different? Mabein Zelem Mitzora, who would have to wait until the ninth day in these cases? Amale, there's no comparison. Zet Aratot Luya Biyamav. And he completed the Tara on the seventh day. What's the difference if you did the Tiglachat later? Whereas the Mitzora didn't complete his Tara until the Tiglachat. Tara totally abe Tiglachto. So he can't bring his Korban. Eno may be Korban and Kenayam Murav Shemesh. Kibla Mineir. Oh look. Tashma the Tony Hilel. Gilach Beshmini. May be Korban Atav Beteshi'i. Vihisa Kadaita Kibla Mineir. Leite Korban Atav Beshmini. Amarav Lokasha. Hadu Taval Beshvi'i. But the low top of Bishvi is just a reference. Tiglachat could just as easily have meant Tvila. Omer Bayash Kachtino Lechavre, Dervnatan Baroshaaya, Diyatvin Vika Amrin, Hodetanya, Ubarli Fneya Shem Petacho Moe, Udetanam Elakohen, and where the Tana says, Ematayu Ba, Bizman Shutaval Vyasarev Shemesh. Then in. Lotaval Vyasarev Shemesh Lo. So apparently, Amakazam Tviyom Shazav Kazav Dami. And I told them, Avinu Lohanana, so you could have made the same deal by Nazir? Me'ata gabi Nazir, tamei nami, where it says, V'achtiv, V'vishne b'nei yona, el ha'kohen ha'petecho ha'moed, imatai u'u ba, v'sman shetavah v'yaser ha'shemesh. Is that what you're going to say? That would be mad. Actually, to Yom Shel Zov, loved his avdomi. Vafilo hachi, kivan de mechusar kapara lo ayo. Because he's also a mechusar kapara, besides being a tvuyom. Because look, dehai de machna leviya koi, right? So am I correlate Ohel Moed? It's got to be the teacher something. La meimra, just like the Ohel Moed, mahata. It's a given that mechusar kapara lo ayo. Af, in this case, where that mechusar kapara is also a tvoyom, so af lemachane leviya nami, this particular mechusar kapara lo ayu. And why is it a given that in the machane shechina hatamin alon that he's aser? Tanya tamei yiye otumatobo. Tamei yiye teaches us l'rabot tvoyom otumatobo. Teaches us Rabbo Mechusar Kapara. And what's it referring to over there? At Mishkan Hashem Timei.